It's significant. It's not nearly as significant as Libyans would like it to be. One of the constant complaints from Libyans is that they've complied with all that the U.S. has asked of it, and yet Libya remains on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terror. There's no U.S. ambassador in Tripoli. The Libyan complaint is that we've done it all, and yet we're still not being rewarded in the way we've been promised.
But that's one of the items in the package as the relations normalized actions the U.S. is expected to take, isn't it?
It is. It's what the U.S. is expected to take. It's what the Libyans say the U.S. had already agreed to take, and the Libyan complaint is that the U.S. is dragging its feet. There remain issues in U.S.-Libyan relations ranging from strong reports of Libyan involvement in an attempt to assassinate now King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, the fate of Bulgarian nurses who are embroiled in a Libyan legal process under accusations they intentionally infected Libyan children with AIDS. There are a whole range of issues which I think gives many in the U.S. government pause as to how close do we really want to get with the government of Libya.
Now, if full diplomatic relations are in fact established between the U.S. and Libya, which side will benefit more in such a relationship, if there is such a thing?
It seems to me that full diplomatic relations can be something that the Libyans take advantage of to make other changes they may want to make in their own society. Libya is a country that was in many ways cut off from much of the world for several decades, and there are certainly some people in Libya who want to make Libya like the United Arab Emirates, a place that is open, a place that's prosperous, a place that brings in energy investment and technology and all the other things. There are others who look at the idea of changing the system as very threatening to the way they make their living. They see change as not necessarily offering promise, but offering ruin to them, and they're resistant. How Libya resolves those kinds of issues will determine whether a change in relations really helps Libya or really doesn't change much. Right now, one of the things that I've been hearing from American investors in Libya is that on the one hand, you hear Libyans being very interested in American investment, but when you actually try to invest in Libya, the Libyans make it hard. It's hard to get people in and out of the country. It's hard to get things to Libya. It's hard to find Libyans to work with sometimes. And these are all things where I think the value of this relationship depends on how much Libya becomes an investment opportunity like other investment opportunities in the world, in which case would be an attractive one because they have oil to discover, or whether Libya becomes a place where people say this is just too hard an environment to work in. In that case, I don't think the change in U.S. relations will have much effect either on Libya or on the United States.
Mr. Altman, there are also some that suggest that with such a normalization of relations, the United States will be the beneficiary of what they call an intelligence bonanza on issues of interest to the United States, least of which is, of course, terrorism. Now, would that be a realistic expectation?
A lot of the intelligence bonanza is on proliferation, and a lot of that has been transferred already. I'm not aware that Libya has a lot of information on terrorism that is considered by U.S. intelligence experts to be of high value.
What implications do you see in the establishment of full diplomatic ties between Libya and the United States on the entire North Africa, Middle East region?
There are two problems with unifying North Africa. One is that Libya is sort of a skew point, an obstacle to regional integration, but the other is that the Algerians and the Moroccans continue to fight quite a bit. Solving the Libya part of that equation doesn't mean that the Algeria-Morocco part goes away, and it suggests to me that there's a lot more work to be done to integrate North Africa, even if Libya comes on board.